Hello, I'm Mark McDonald, Group Vice President from Gartner Executive Programs. I'm joined today by Michael Earl of the Said Business School at Oxford, and we're talking with Martin Smith, the CIO at the Manchester Airports Group. Michael, just want to take a moment to introduce yourself, and then Martin will certainly ask you to do the same.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, as you say, I'm Professor of Information Management at the Said Business School, University of Oxford, and Dean of Templeton College, Oxford. Over the last 20 years, I've done about 4 research studies on the role of the CIO, and I'm very much looking forward to this conversation with you and Martin.
Hi, Mark. I'm Martin Smith. I'm Director of Group Technology and Innovation for the Manchester Airports Group, and we operate 4 airports within the UK, of which Manchester Airport is the largest, and is one of the largest regional airports outside capital cities in Europe.
Terrific. Thank you, Martin, and thank you for joining us today. What we'll be talking about are priority challenges for CIOs, and I'm sure as many are aware, CIOs are increasingly being asked to manage and lead in areas that go beyond the traditional boundaries of technology. And so based on, for example, the Gartner EXP CIO survey, we find the CIOs being asked to drive priorities in enterprise architecture, customer relationship, business intelligence, security and risk management, et cetera. And what was curious, Martin, as to how those kind of pressures map with what you're seeing, and what are some of the key things that are on your agenda for this year and going into 2008?
When we look at the Gartner priorities, we see enormous parallels with our own priorities. It's key to say, though, that at the end of the day, what we're fundamentally about is making the business work. And I think IS priorities aren't separate. They're completely aligned with where the business is going. And certainly, in terms of our framing of IS priorities, it's much less around the technology per se and much more around what we're really seeking to do in terms of business improvement. We're driven primarily in terms of our technology strategy by improving business processes, controlling costs, of course, and really this positive customer interaction. And then we look at how the technologies align against those particular priorities.
Martin, if I could follow on, one of the important features, it seems to me, of an airport is that you have to work with many other businesses and organizations. In other words, there's many stakeholders in whatever you do, and particularly in improving the experience of passengers, as you've just said. What particular challenges does this create for you as CIO?
I think it's probably two linked challenges. The first is a simple challenge of complexity, if that isn't a contradiction in terms, which is if you've got multiple companies who are fundamentally all having to deliver that positive customer experience, it's just more difficult. And to give you an idea, there are about 240 companies overall that operate at Manchester, all of whom are contributing to that overall experience. And, even a straightforward process, as you might seem, of checking in to go on your flight may well involve 3 or 4 or even 5 different companies working very closely together to achieve the end result. So that's one dimension. The other dimension, though, which is linked, is that with that complexity comes a degree of strong organizational inertia, both in terms of individual companies and working between companies in terms of change. And a critical role within our environment of the information services activity is in this change and business transformation and really being a very active stimulus to multiple partners to work together in different ways to achieve greater efficiencies and to improve customer experience. And probably the biggest challenge often is actually to get away from that inertia to actually present a compelling vision of what things could be improved so that you could then move forward and gain your ease of process or, reduction of costs or ideally both.
And certainly an airport is an important catalyst for regional growth. And I know growth is one of the challenges that CEOs and executives are tasking IT with. Curious, Martin, to understand a little bit about how the information technology services and capabilities that you provide help support the airport to help drive, growth of the region.
You're absolutely right, Mark, that a thriving airport is a real engine for growth. And certainly the Greater Manchester area and indeed the whole of the northwest of the UK would recognize the critical role that the airport plays in terms of our prosperity. Certainly in terms of technology support, a big chunk of that is associated with the ease of information, the multiple channels that we convey information over, and the way in which we work with the other partners, be the airlines or handlers or travel agents, to make sure that information is readily available so that you can go through comparatively easy check-in processes, so that you can look for your flights not only on a comprehensive website but on the television, to your mobile phone and SMS messages, through customizing information kiosks that can deliver you broader services like journey planning, and to recognize that actually there are, in this multimedia world of ours, these multiple channels that lots and lots of people will want to use selectively in their own particular way. And from a technology perspective, they're all channels we need to service, But of course, from a cost efficiency perspective, we need to be able to service those multiple channels using very common central content managed service delivery structures.
In working with the different organizations, how much are you, as it were, being proactive and how much are you having to be reactive, or is it some of both?
I guess at times it can be both. The airport operator probably traditionally was an infrastructure provider. You know, it was bricks and mortars on the ground, and you know, the airlines came and flew the airplanes and all the customers belonged to them, and that was the end of the story. We don't see that the airport of today is realistically that type of entity. Because there are so many different companies that work at the airport, the role of the airport operator is really a service or a process orchestrator. At the end of the day, we are the only single party who has a touch point with all of the other parties, some of whom come, some of whom go, some are big, some are small. But in terms of the ownership of the overall airport experience, and indeed the liability and benefit of the large capital asset, we are at the center. And I think what we would perceive is that our role is there as this service process orchestrator. And of course, the way we assist in doing that is through the deployment of technology, common visibility and understanding of what's going on in terms of broadcasting information to the parties, increasingly having much more closed loop processes so that we don't only tell people what's going on, but we're constantly receiving their real-time feedback on changes so that we have a single version of the truth which everybody is working to actually make the key processes of the airport most efficient.
You know, Martin, what are some of the things and kind of experiences you've had to be able to meet all these challenges? Is there any advice you'd provide to CIOs who see that same kind of process orchestration and relationship management function as being central to their job?
What really drives it is recognizing where the value is in totality within whatever is the activity. The things that I've mentioned, if you look across multiple partners, there is a certain total value which is going on within the whole activity. Now, that overall value may be a tight revenue or a cost, something highly financial. The value may actually be less tangible, like ease, customer experience, whatever. But it really is, I think, a matter of looking at the big picture, not looking at the small picture. Optimized IT within Manchester Airport Group alone will only deliver exactly that. It won't deliver the overall experience. It's when you see that in the context of the overall endeavor, that's when you get the leverage. And so I think it's sensibly recognizing the areas where you need to get your own house in order, and obviously doing those well, but then recognizing how you can leverage that to the adjacent processes, to your partners, to really stimulate them to work most efficiently with you. And that's probably pretty generic, I guess, in terms of any organizational structure where you're relying on other service partners to affect the end result.
Martin, one of the challenges that must affect you in some ways is the heightened awareness about security and so forth at airports. I know it's always been an important issue, but has anything changed in the way you approach IT and CIO, given the security imperative?
The security challenge in terms of the physical security and particularly the environment around an airport obviously has gone from strength to strength to strength. The demands are ever more onerous. The speed at which change can occur to regimes is incredibly quick, as just this week has proved within the UK after the Glasgow incident. And the real challenge for us, I think, is to actually achieve that in a sensible and efficient way, often not in the shortest term, but in at least the medium term. And the sorts of things that we've looked at, and I guess we'll increasingly look at, are putting more CCTV cameras is an obvious thing that you do in order to increase efficiency. But do you just roll out more of what you've got, or do you fundamentally look at the way you use CCTV imagery, where you put your digital frame stores, how you do analysis, where you do analysis, so that you generate something that genuinely gives you a fit-for-purpose overall security regime, but does it in a highly efficient way. Within security checking, hand baggage and passengers going through metal detector type equipment, what you're looking at really is how you can fundamentally use technology to increase the throughput, which is good for passengers, to actually keep the staffing levels down at as low a level as possible, because as you can imagine, the cost of deploying staff within the security search area is legion. Multiple people required to cover any single role, given the 16-hour at least day shift pattern, 7 days a week. So the technology opportunities for actually doing things completely differently, improving efficiency, and perhaps the third element is just giving a good feel of what's going on in the airport, understanding where the hotspots are, giving the ability to management to recognize things that need to be sorted now through passenger tracking approaches, through recognizing where hotspots are, where equipment may not be functioning or people aren't functioning in terms of our own staff. So that we can actually take urgent remedial action to keep the whole processes running well.
Thank you very much, Martin, and I'd like to thank you as well, Michael, for talking about CIO challenges and, Martin, you know, your experience and insight as to how to address those challenges. So thank you very much for a very interesting and enlightening conversation.